Question of whether or not women are obligated in the mitzvah of Havdalah really relates to the source of the mitzvah of Havdalah itself. The Rambam understands that the mitzvah Zochar Semesh Shabbos L'Kadsho really has two applications. It means that we're supposed to praise and sing, say how wonderful Shabbos is at the beginning and at the end of Shabbos. So we do this through Kiddush at the beginning of Shabbos and through Havdalah at the end of Shabbos, and Kiddush and Havdalah are two sides of the same coin. That being the case, we know that women are obligated in Zochar Semesh Shabbos L'Kadsho. It's a drasha in the Gemara. So just as they're obligated in the mitzvah of Kiddush midaraisa, they'd be obligated in the mitzvah of Havdalah midaraisa as well. There are those who disagree with the Rambam and assume that Havdalah is not part of the mitzvah of Zachar Suma Shabbos L'Kadsho, perhaps not even daraisa at all, maybe a mitzvah derabbanan. And Cain, there's a whole discussion, is it a mitzvah which is paralleled after the mitzvah of Zachar Suma Shabbos that includes women, or maybe not? And we follow the general klal regarding mitzvah saseh shazman grama, that women are exempt. There are two days about this in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber writes that women are obligated in the mitzvah of Havdalah, v'yesh cholkin. There are those who disagree. So generally, with a formulation like that, it means that Mikra Din, we hold like the first opinion, in which case, women are obligated in the mitzvah of Havdalah. Nonetheless, the Rama writes, as a chashash for the second opinion, that women are not obligated, they should try not to make Havdalah themselves, but rather to hear it from a man. This edition of the Rama is a little bit difficult. Even if women are not obligated in the mitzvah of Havdalah, like the second opinion holds, we generally assume that women can opt in to mitzvahs asei shazman grama, even though they're not obligated in the mitzvah, for example, of lulav, sukkah, shofar. They can voluntarily fulfill the mitzvah, and according to the psak of the Rama himself, an Ashkenazi custom, they can even make brachos on such mitzvahs. So what would be the problem with a woman making Havdalah for herself, even if she's not obligated the mitzvah of Havdalah? So the Magen Avraham suggests that perhaps there's a distinction between a mitzvah which is an action and there's a bracha that comes along with it on the one hand, as opposed to this case where the mitzvah itself is a bracha, and perhaps in that case women cannot opt in, but it's a little bit difficult to understand this. In fact, maybe more likely that women can make the bracha of Havdalah. When it comes to brachos on mitzvah saseh shazman grama, one of the main points of contention for women, with regard to women, is the word vitzivanu, and that word is absent from Havdalah. So, be that as it may, it's a little bit hard to understand this Rama, but the common practice is that women try to hear Havdalah from a man, if possible, as the Rama recommends. However, if that's not possible, women can certainly make Havdalah on their own. We assume, make radin, that women, in fact, are obligated in the mitzvah of Havdalah. This question is relevant every single week, but becomes more prevalent on a week like this when Tisha B'Av falls on Motzai Shabbos. Men are going to, presumably a person who's fasting, so he'll make Havdalah Lakos only on Sunday night at the conclusion of the fast. There may be women who are not fasting. In fact, according to some poskim, according to many, women who are pregnant and nursing don't need to fast because it's when Tisha B'Av is Nidcha, or perhaps don't need to fast the whole time. Dispute amongst the modern day poskim. So this might apply to a much wider range of people than it does on a normal week. In the Shemir Shabbos Kehilchasa, he suggests that in a week like this, even if the husband is fasting, if his wife is not fasting, he should still make Havdalah for her on Tisha B'Av itself. And he can make Havdalah for her. This way she can hear it from a man, and he won't drink from the Havdalah. He'll give it to his wife to drink, or to a katan, and in that way, everyone will be yotze, even though the husband's actually fasting. I heard someone ask Rav Schechter about this point, and I myself discussed it with Rav David Miller. Neither of them were so excited about the suggestion. They felt that since Mikra Din, a woman is allowed to make Havdalah for herself, and in this case, the husband is fasting, you don't have to go to such great lengths to have the woman hear from a man, and it would be fine maybe even preferable for the woman to just make it herself. Another issue that comes up with regard to women making Havdalah is the bracha of Borei Me'orei Ha'esh. This is not really part and parcel of Havdalah. It's a Birchas Shevach, which was instituted on Motzai Shabbos, because fire was originally created on Motzai Shabbos. And as a thank you and praising Hashem for this creation, we make a bracha of Borei Me'orei Ha'esh every Motzai Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion that women are not included in this bracha. And even if a woman is making Havdalah for herself, she should not make the bracha of Borei Me'orei Ha'esh. I saw in the name of Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Sefer Halichos Shlomo that he felt that women can make this bracha. However, as a chashash, for the Mishnah Berurah, he suggested that if a woman is making Havdalah for herself, that she should make the Havdalah without the bracha of Borei Me'orei Ha'esh, and then make the Borei Me'orei Ha'esh afterwards. since the Bari Morei HaEish is not part and parcel of Havdalah, doesn't need to be made Al Seder Havdalah. And if a person shouldn't make the bracha, then it would be a hafsik within the Havdalah. So therefore, he felt that even though he was comfortable saying a woman can make the bracha, he suggested that they should make it after the conclusion of the Havdalah itself. So I'm not sure what the common minhag is for women who make Havdalah every Motzai Shabbos, but on a week like this, with Tisha B'Av and Motzai Shabbos, so even though men are fasting and will make Havdalah Alakos on Sunday night, they will make Bari Merei HaEish on Motzai Shabbos. Bari Merei HaEish is only for Motzai Shabbos. You cannot make it after Motzai Shabbos, and it doesn't have to be made in the context of Havdalah, as we said. So therefore, even men will make Bari Merei HaEish on a light on Motzai Shabbos. And therefore, they can certainly make that bracha and be motzi their wives, even though they're not saying it in the context of the Havdalah itself.